You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, December 8th. Joining me in studio this morning, Dr. Mark Bender from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, KFUO Church of the Week as well. Good morning, Dr. Bender.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you in studio this morning. I love when you come visit. We always get to share great music and discuss the great music going on at St. Paul's. I love the piece that we were just listening to. One of my favorite pieces to sing this time of year from Handel's Messiah.
That's right, based on Isaiah 9, and probably very, very familiar to many of your listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so this is one of the selections that will be included in the music this weekend, right?
That's correct, yes. We're having our annual Music at St. Paul's Christmas Festival service, Sacred mm-hmm. Music for the Time of Christmas.
Sacred Music for the Time of Christmas. So choirs and instrumentalists?
That's correct. And handbells?
Very fun. I love the sound of bells all year round, but specifically at this time of year as well. It's just something about bells and Christmas.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, for unto us a selection from Handel's Messiah. Tell us about some of the other music at the for this time of year.
Well, these are both late afternoon services, both mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, and we couch or frame it inside the order or the office of evening prayer.
Oh, very nice.
And so it begins with the service of light mm-hmm. as the day is fading and so forth, and we recall that Jesus is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Indeed, yes. And the prayer of the church is repeated, come, Lord Jesus, come, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus.
Very nice. So tell us about some of the selections of music for these services.
Well, as part of the service of light, the canticle is the Phos Hilaron, the joyous light mm-hmm. of glory. And this year we're going to use a setting by Egvill Hofland called Stay With Us, which is an arrangement of that particular text translated by Gracia Grindel.
Stay With Us. I don't know if I've heard this before.
Would you like to play sample a little bit?
Sure. All right, let me pull that up. This is a selection from the National Lutheran Choir, correct?
Correct.
All right. Stay With Us. What a lovely piece. I'm not sure where they recorded that, but the acoustics were fantastic.
Isn't it lovely?
For that.
Yeah. Love, such a lush setting and so well sung by that group.
Absolutely.
Well, then from the service of light, we move to the service of word and song. And for those of you, your listeners, who might be familiar with the Lessons and Carols framework, mm-hmm. we're doing the same thing. We take readings from Scripture, Old Testament prophecies, and also Luke, and some epistle readings, especially those that are a part of this year's lectionary series, and interspersed between them choral pieces, hymns, and the like. And one of those, which occurs early in the Luke 2, is a setting by Ralph mm-hmm. Vaughan Williams from his Christmas cantata, This Day. The text is done by Miles Coverdale, who was a 16th century contemporary of Martin Luther, And Coverdale has the distinction of having the first printed translation of the Bible in the English language. And so Coverdale takes Luther's hymn, "We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth," and gives us a text which is very, very fine. And then in the hands of a great composer like Ray Vaughan Williams, we have this particular piece.
Blessed Son of God. Lovely piece.
Isn't it, though? Yes. And one of the things that we're trying to do in this particular service, while we have music which is also festive and exciting and so forth, we want to also have music which is calming and brings rest. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few moments. But I do want to emphasize the fact that the congregation is also involved. It's not strictly choral. There are familiar hymns, carols of the season, which are also going to be sung.
Can I ask, what's your favorite Christmas carol? Or favorite hymn or carol for Christmas? Do you have a favorite one? Or is that dangerous to ask a musician?
But it's not dangerous to ask, but I can't answer it. The texts of these, many of these are so rich, and they touch a person at different times, depending on what's going on in the person's life.
Mm-hmm.
I find that sometimes, even away from Advent and Christmas, to look at a text of an Advent or Christmas hymn at another time of the year,
sure,
casts it in a whole different light.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what I love about the treasury of daily prayer, is working through those texts. Sometimes we have the Easter text at a time that, you know, that's some other time of the year, as well as the Nativity text as well. I love Once in Royal David City.
Isn't that wonderful?
One of my favorite hymns at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the next selection.
This is a piece I came across this August, and choir directors get a lot of unsolicited CDs and so forth from various publishers, and oftentimes it doesn't take more than a couple of seconds of listening and saying, yes, this will work for our situation, or no, and so forth. When I came across this one, we were riding in a car, and I asked my wife, put that on again. And so we listened to it a number of times, probably more times than she wanted to listen to it at that time. But the text is very engaging. It's called The Yearning. I think it's a relatively new text. There are basically three stanzas. The first one, I think, talks about the yearning of God's people in the Old Testament. The second is the yearning of the people right at the time of Christ's birth, Zechariah and Elizabeth and Simeon and Anna and so forth like that. Then the last is, I think, a yearning that we have in this day for the final coming of Christ to come. And there's a repeated word that's used, the name for Christ, and it's the name Emmanuel.
God with us.
God with us. Let's listen to a little bit of it, and then let's talk a little bit more about Emmanuel.
Very good.
The Yearning. And Titi.
Mm-hmm.
Great selection.
Yeah, there you heard that name, Emmanuel. And as you said, it means God is with us. We think about the Isaiah prophecy, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. In Matthew chapter 1, Joseph is at the very least disturbed about the report that his the woman to whom she is engaged, the Virgin Mary, is pregnant. An angel of the Lord comes to him and says, not to fear, and you'll give his name Jesus. And then Matthew goes on to quote then that prophecy from Isaiah. But what does that mean for us, that God is with us? And this is where we try to get to the heart of this service, coming and touching the lives of the people whom the Holy Spirit draws. That in the midst of all the conflicts and threats and atrocities we see throughout our world, Emmanuel.
That's what the incarnation is all about. That's what the Christmas, the nativity, is all about. That God takes on flesh and comes and dwells among us in our own sinful flesh, you know, among us who live in sinful flesh. Yeah.
What about our country, the economic and political and safety concerns we hear? Emmanuel.
God is with us.
God is with us. In our private lives, our own concerns, our family and work and other things, Emmanuel. And even the future, you know, which is almost foolish to be too concerned about, but we have insecurities about that, Emmanuel. And so that's the message, this timeless message of the angel, too, who says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Emmanuel is with us. That's the comfort, that's the rest, that's the peace, that's the joy that we hope come to those who gather with us in those two services. The peace which the world cannot give, which only comes through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel.
Amen. Well, the service is coming up this weekend at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. The times and details that we need to know for these special services.
Yeah, there are two different times, Saturday at 5 p.m. And Sunday at 4 p.m.
And the service on Saturday, is that evening prayer?
Both are evening prayer. Both are the same service.
I see.
And 20 minutes before each service hour, we have handbell music. Very nice. So those who arrive early also can enjoy that
So Saturday, December 12th at 5 p.m. at St. Paul's in De Pere, and Sunday, December 13th at 4 p.m.
Correct.
And 20 minutes before each and bells.
Correct.
Very nice.
And we are located in De Pere, mm-hmm. across from West County Shopping Mall there, just east of the intersection of Manchester and 270.
So very easy to get to, really, in the St. Louis area, relatively easy to get to, because it's just a minute off of 270. You just take 270, right. The Manchester exit, and go right and just go a little past the entrance to the shopping center there, and then you're going to turn left. It's just at that intersection there. Very easy to get to.
And then this holiday time, probably 2 minutes or maybe 3 minutes.
That's true. Yeah, with the shopping center there, you can get caught in gridlock in that shopping center if you make a wrong turn into the shopping center there. Well, we have just about a minute to talk about this next selection, this last selection that we'll close with today.
This is an interesting piece called Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day. Now, probably a lot of listeners are familiar with the traditional arrangement, Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, that tune, mm-hmm. Made very famous by King's College and others like that. This is a setting by John Gardner, which is... rather lively and jaunty and so forth.
I believe I've heard this on Sing for Joy, one of our weekend
you
programs.
You may very well have. Mm-hmm. I just want to say something about that text. This is an old English carol in which Jesus talks about his dance, that is, his life. And this anthem uses the first of 4 of 11 verses which tell of his whole work of redemption for mankind. All this he endured to call us to life in him. The imagery is like that of Christ, the bridegroom, wooing or calling his bride, the church.
All right. Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. And again, the details, St. Paul's De Pere, 5 p.m. on Saturday, 4 p.m. on Sunday. The website?
Yes, we have a website.
St. Paul's De Pere.org.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Andy.